I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Middle School School Resource Officer Brian Schmidt, and we're talking about the DARE program, which is getting underway here after the first of the year. What is the DARE program?
Well, Tom, the DARE program is literally drug abuse resistance education. It was begun in 1983 in Los Angeles as a way for the police department to reach out to at-risk gang youth who were in danger of becoming involved in the drug trade in that jurisdiction. It then expanded nationwide, and I think we all remember the Just Say No days. But these days, it's after decades of refinement, it's moved on in curriculum, and now it involves important decision-making for young people. And they find out that decisions have consequences, and when to recognize those moments in their life when a decision is going to change the course of their life, and then how to make a good decision based on the DARE curriculum.
The DARE program has been in Chillicothe in the past. Has it been a while?
It has been a while. It was on and off again for a number of years. And then lately, over the past few years, it was revitalized and brought back. Last year, we had a good DARE graduation of fifth graders. We're always assisted by the Hedrick Medical Center Foundation, who coordinates our donations. And the contact person there is Lindy Chapman. She works tirelessly to find the resources we need, the financial resources, to help educate these young people in our schools.
So one of the main focuses is drugs. Are we seeing a lot of drug issues in Chillicothe?
We are seeing drug issues in Chillicothe. Chillicothe is not immune to the problems that we see in the rest of the world. I'm in communication with a lot of officers in other cities, some of them big, some of them small. All these jurisdictions are seeing issues with drugs. The prevalence of marijuana and THC items, the ease of the students to obtain these items helps or causes students to begin to go down a path so often that leads to larger and stronger drugs. In other jurisdictions, we're seeing a great deal of problem with fentanyl. I'm in touch with Kansas City officers who are telling me about middle school students who are ODing on fentanyl, not realizing that what they're taking is not what they believe. What they believe it to be is not what they're taking. They're ingesting fentanyl and sometimes dying. So we want to avoid that in Chillicothe. We do have drugs here. It's not a secret. Our police department constantly and continuously works to fight the drug problem in our town and to keep it a tight lid on it and to make those who engage in this type of lifestyle pay the price that they need to.
The program isn't just about drugs, it's also about education, correct?
It is. Yes, it is about education. It teaches people, young people, to make decisions and to learn that decisions, good and bad, have consequences, both good and bad. It teaches them to set goals and to see an end goal in their life and to work toward that end goal, and to avoid the pitfalls and landmines that line their path on trying to get to those goals.
What is the goal as far as helping students in the community through this program?
Our goal is to help these young people, and in this case it would be fifth graders, to help these fifth graders to learn to make good decisions. Decisions that will place them in an area of their life that they want to be in to obtain the best life that they can. And in doing that, young people who make good decisions become adults who make good decisions. This benefits the community in so many ways.
So what schools are involved in the DARE program?
Primarily, Dewey School will receive the first year program this year. That's the fifth graders. However, it is our hope that we can expand this next to seventh graders. The seventh graders are right on the edge of making those high school decisions and being faced with some of these life-changing events. And we want to make sure that when they get to seventh grade, we can reinforce that decision-making matrix and help them make these good decisions as they enter into young adulthood. We also have early childhood curriculum, which is geared toward kindergartners and helping them deal with their emotions and how they feel in school. Additionally, we have a curriculum that is specialized in opioid abuse and how to recognize opioids, which is becoming a huge problem in our country. We have bullying curriculum, how to deal with bullies. It's a multifaceted program, Tom, and it covers everything from kindergarten to actually high school. We could go all the way to high school if we want. But at this point in time, we're wanting to expand to seventh grade, from fifth to seventh grade, then start in high school, and then go back to our younger grades, about first grade and third. So you'd get them about every other year.
Kind of sounds like some of this is following some of the transitions that the students have from one level of education to another.
It does. It does. It, and it provides them with the ability to recognize the challenges that they're facing and make good decisions when they make those transitions.
How can local businesses get involved with the DARE program?
Local businesses can get involved with the DARE program by making donations. This is not a funded program. We rely strictly on donations. Our donation coordinator is Lindy Chapman with the Hedrick Medical Center Foundation. She works hand in hand with me in the DARE program, and she is the go-getter that comes up with all of the funds that we need to do this. Her office phone number is 660-214-8107, 660-214-8107. Lindy says, just give her a call if you wish to donate. The donation is completely tax deductible. And you can mail in a donation, you can make it in person, or you can make it online through the Hedrick Medical Center Foundation.
All right. That is Brian Schmidt with the Chillicothe School Resource Program, and you will be the lead on the DARE program, correct?
I am, yes. I am the lead. I'm the instructor. I was fortunate enough to be able to go to DARE University in September in Jefferson City. They teach one of those in Missouri a year. I managed to get my name in, and it was two grueling weeks of hard work to finally become a DARE instructor. I'm very proud that I finally managed to do that. In 31 years of law enforcement, it was the single hardest, most difficult training session I've ever been through.
That was School Resource Officer Brian Schmidt, and this is Cop Talk.